Hi there, I'm Tim Howden, children's naturopath. I'd like to talk to you today about how a little dirt can go a long way in treating eczema. Yep, believe it or not, getting a little bit dirty can actually help with eczema. So this is known as the hygiene hypothesis. If you Google this phrase, if you haven't heard of it before, it refers to the idea that some illness is linked to living in an overly clean environment. Recent studies actually suggest that environmental factors such as excessive cleanliness increase the likelihood of developing eczema. I meet many parents of children suffering eczema. While many parents are becoming increasingly aware of the importance of things like natural fibres and diet for minimising their children's eczema, an even more prevalent and less understood contributing factor is excessive cleanliness. Now, I'm obviously not advising you to throw out basic hygiene routines. However, it's important that we understand the difference between hygiene and sterile. You know, on so many levels, we've become a sterilized society through the rise of antiseptic hand gels, antibacterial sprays and wipes, even time-saving automated cleaners that released odor-responsive antibacterial agents into the air. Our well-intentioned steps to cleanliness are actually making our children sicker. You see, antibacterial cleaners reduce our family's exposure to bacteria, fungi, and viruses, which are not seriously dangerous, but actually help the immune system become more effective. So when we reduce our exposure to this, it renders our immune system less effective. And so our immune system becomes confused and skewed toward a pro-inflammatory profile. Now, obviously, I'm simplifying this. There's complex physiological pathways that are involved. But in a nutshell, being too clean affects the immune system. It makes inflammation worse, and eczema becomes worse. So cleaning your home to the point of sterilization is going to actually have the opposite effect for you and your children with eczema. It's going to make your child's eczema worse. And studies have shown that conversely, children raised on farms, for example, who are around livestock, have fewer symptoms of eczema and a much smaller chance of the eczema developing into asthma and allergy. So the good news is that this is an easy problem on this level to correct and fix, and it doesn't require you moving to a farm, although maybe some of you might like that. Welcome back health boosting bacteria, fungi, and viruses into your home. It's not that hard, especially when you have children and pets. The main challenge here is to clean, but not sterilize or disinfect. You may need to challenge yourself and contradict perhaps what your mother taught you and the cleaning products that she used, but just remember, your children will be happier for it. Remember, overly clean and sterilized environments aggravate eczema and contribute to the transformation of eczema into asthma. Buy smarter and relocate some of your cleaning time to a little bit of relaxation and playtime with the kids. You know, the best thing we can do for our kids is allow them to get a little bit dirty. Let them play outside. Let them make mud pies. Let them eat mud pies. Remember that your child's body is well equipped to deal with many germs and bugs, and the more practice it gets at doing this, the stronger their immune system becomes. Try supporting your child's immunity with quality supplements and nutrients. A qualified naturopath can help you with this. Trust me, it's worth the effort to try something a little different and stop eczema turning into asthma and allergy. I'll see you next time. Cheerio.